It's bad. Anime.
Oh, sup, bad boys. My name's John.
And I'm Rob.
And this is Bad Anime, the show where we decide, is this anime bad? Yeah, baby. Oh, I'm so excited to get into this one.
Are you really? You've been seemingly very excited to talk about this, and I only kind of know why.
Oh my God, I'm so excited to talk about it. This is, I gotta find the title. Hokkaido Gals Are Super Adorable.
Yes.
That is the show. We did a 3-episode rule on it. Watch the first 3 episodes. We're gonna say if we're in or we're out. This is funny.
Oh my God. Yeah, I mean, it's certainly a rom-com.
It is. What made you select it? Where'd you find it?
Because now Crunchyroll is conveniently enough, they have like all the, even though sometimes, you know, Crunchyroll's still wonky in terms of design at some points.
It is.
But thankfully,
I agree.
They have a new section where it's like, you know, 2024 simulcast.
Yeah, right.
And we have something nice planned for March. So we're like, oh, but we still need to do another thing in February. And I said this for 2 reasons.
Okay.
One, I saw the thumbnail and said, yes. But coincidentally, I don't know if this is said by Japanese locals, but this was said a lot by my international friends when I was studying in Japan. A couple of them went to Hokkaido during a long break.
Okay.
Which at the time was not easy to do because I think the Shinkansen wasn't as developed as it is now.
Did they come back and say, wow, Hokkaido gals are super adorable?
What they said was that Hokkaido gals were more endowed in the booty department.
Interesting.
So yeah, they basically did say Hokkaido girls are hot.
Wow. Okay.
One of their theories, because this next thing is a very commonly held belief in Japan, and other people have confirmed that the milk in Hokkaido is the best milk you might ever have in the world, but definitely in Japan at least.
Huh.
So
the milk. Interesting.
And it's just so funny. Someone said like, yeah, it must be the milk that just, you know, does stuff.
Just makes those butts so big.
So I was reminded of that story because I had no other place to tell in the world, like in any frame of life. It's like, yeah, it's not really a very long or in-depth story. It's like just a couple of guys I knew going, yeah, Hokkaido girls have nice butts. I'm like, okay.
So that's all you have to say after your weekend?
So like I saw this thumbnail and I got reminded of that. I'm like, is it a thing that Hokkaido girls are hotter? Let's find out if this is a thing. But
and
then I glanced over the fact that gal is in the title, not girls. It's gal.
Right.
So we're diving a little bit back into the gado thing that we first saw in my first girlfriend's a gal.
Yes.
And, like that subculture.
I'm happy that we had that kind of a foundation for this because I went into this and I was like, I know exactly what I'm getting.
Yes.
And it felt really good when I got it.
Well,
but
there's a lot of things that felt really good here. And
there are.
Nothing can indicate this was made for an American audience more than the fact that, because Hokkaido is in northern Japan where it snows a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So the dub director here presumably said, all right, for people, like for all the Hokkaido characters, like we got to have an accent that differentiates from the Tokyo character.
Right.
And the Tokyo character speaks a very nondescript with American accent. Like you could say maybe California, but barely. Very standard American speech.
Right.
So they said, all right, well, what if we had all the Hokkaido characters be from Canada because it's also in the north and cold? So all the gals like, oh, hey, bud, yeah, sure. It's like,
but like, they're situationally kind of from Canada.
Yeah.
They're like not always from Canada,
yes,
but sometimes they are, and it's so funny.
It feels like I'm watching Shorzy. Like,
yes.
Or
oh,
Letterkenny.
My God.
One of those shows where it's like, hey, fuck you, bud. Go suck a dick with your butt.
It's hilarious.
It was really funny.
It really caught me off guard because at first, you know, you meet this Canadian girl, Hokkaido girl. And she starts speaking like in a little bit of a Canadian accent. And I'm like, oh, is that what they're trying to do? And then it goes away and then it comes back and then it goes away and then it keeps coming back. So it's very fascinating how they differentiate them. But also, I would like to also point out that even though they have Canadian accents sometimes, they also call themselves Gyaru.
Yeah.
Even in the English dub.
Yes.
Fascinating.
I guess they wanted to bring home the point, you know? because my first girlfriend as a gal didn't do that, but I think they just wanted to really enunciate the Galu thing and just kind of really clarify, oh, this is what we're going for here in case you're lost.
Right, right, exactly. Because, I mean, in that show, they pronounce it just gal.
Yes.
Like, she's totally a gal, which is kind of lost in English translation, I feel like.
So, yeah, so like the dub did a decent job here of trying to, like, really hammer home the point for the American audience.
Yes, it did.
Credit to them for doing so, because it's actually kind of smarter than gal, than My First Girlfriend's a Gal, because they're just like, oh, here's a word you have to, here's terminology for you. But I'm like, you just said the word gal.
Yeah, right.
That's not terminology.
Like, I don't know what that means. I have no
idea.
It
sounds like a weird slur now that you're saying it like that.
No, exactly. Yeah, I mean, he also didn't say it negatively enough for it to be a slur, like gal.
Yeah, all these gals trying to
gal me up,
trying to take all the best produce out of the supermarket.
Damn them gals! I want those mangoes.
I want those oranges, or yuzus. I don't know.
I want those yuzus.
That sounds like a euphemism.
It does, and nobody knows the euphemisms like this boy, Tsubasa Shiki, who just moved from Tokyo to Hokkaido.
Yeah, and at first they're like, why the fuck did you move here? And he's like, reasons.
It's like, yeah, it's very funny that we don't know yet, but he's obviously quite wealthy because he's kind of coming up in a car. And the first scene in the entire anime is he's getting driven up to Hokkaido, presumably.
Yeah, taxi,
To his new house in a very nice taxi. And then he says to the driver, hey, man, it's actually cool. I can walk from here. And the driver's like, are you sure? And he's like, yeah, no problem. And he gets out, immediately maps it on his phone, and sees that he's like a legitimate 2-hour walk away from where he's supposed to be.
Exactly. It's like, wait a
minute. Hilarious start. Great start.
How do you not pull out your phone and map it immediately? Well, then he says, like, because in Tokyo, towns are very close together.
Yes, and in Hokkaido, they are not. Yes.
He's like, oh,
which
fuck.
Is an adjustment, geographical adjustment that he has to go through.
Then,
that's how he meets Minami Fuyuki.
Yeah, and then he meets her at, like, the little bus stop, and he's like, oh, my God, she's wearing a skirt and nothing covering her legs, and it's snowing outside. Because, you know, presumably she lives in Hokkaido, so she can handle the cold.
Yes.
And they talk for a little bit. I could feel his boner through the screen.
Oh, definitely.
But then again, Miyuki. Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm.
Yep. I understood everything with that, honestly.
I got
everything. Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they talk for a little bit, and she's like super nice to him, and then she eventually gets on the bus, and she tells him to get up, and he just kind of forgets to get out of the bus. It's like, what do you mean you forgot to get out of the bus, sir? It's like, he's like,
he forgets. He's like, oh, I was supposed to get on that bus. Damn it.
I mean, he was distracted by
yuzus.
Yuzus, exactly. That's a new term, because, you know, we need to have 400 different term for breasts. I mean,
exactly. If we weren't, would we be an anime podcast? No, we would not.
Exactly.
Well,
we were unleashing our high school DxD in us.
Yes.
I was tempted to say mommy milkies, but every time I say it, I kind of like, there's like a weird chill that runs up my spine. I'm just like, ugh.
Maybe every time you say it, it just feels like milk is running down your spine. That could be it. I hear the milk in Hokkaido is really good.
Yes, I said that at the beginning of this. Thank you for listening. You've passed the quiz.
Yay!
So we learn they're going to the same school. And once the school starts, Miyuki is like, oh my God, the guy from yesterday. Sweet.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah.
And it's funny because she's very interested in him. And he's like otherwise a pretty like normal dude. But she's very interested in him mainly because he's from Tokyo. And she has never been to Tokyo.
We're not really sure where it's going. Of course, he's very overwhelmed because of all the boobles, the blonde hair, and the general like ditziness, kind of.
Yes.
Not really ditzy. She's just more like forward and vivacious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She invites him over after school the first day.
Yeah, they go over to her house. They watch it. They start playing a movie. She falls asleep, so he throws like a blanket on her, and he's like, "Oh, I should go." And she's like, "What? No. What? Oh, huh."
Well, there was like a very interesting part of this when they were watching the movie and he's sitting on the floor because he's like, she's in her pajamas and he's like, I don't want to like, you know, touch any of that accidentally. And so he sits on the floor because he wants to be like respectful. And she sits on the couch and she starts kind of like making these moaning noises. And he's like, oh, no. Oh, God. She's definitely masturbating. Oh, no.
Yes, I forgot about that part.
Oh, no.
Well, the show got a little dirtier than it got at any other point.
It did. It hasn't really gotten to that point since that first episode, but maybe that was a good hook for the viewer.
Yeah, it's like, but
he was like, I can't believe she's masturbating.
Is she just chilling off right now? What the hell?
Right next to me. They're watching a sex scene so at the same time, so he's like, oh, this is kind of weird. Yeah. Oh, no. And then he gets up and he's like, I don't think you should be doing that, Fiocchi. And she's just yawning.
Yeah, she's just sleep moaning. It's like, oh, okay, that's different then.
That's a little different. And then he leaves, yeah.
And then the next episode is very funny because we meet his grandmother.
Yes.
And well, it starts before this because she takes a gander at his bento. That's not a euphemism, but sounds like one.
It does sound like one.
Takes a gander at that bento, bud. And she just has cup noodles. And she shares some with him. And he's like, oh, these are pretty good.
Yeah.
And yeah. She's like, what, have you never had cup noodles? And he's like, no. She's like, wait, are you a spoiled rich kid? And then she sees this bento. There's like stewed pork in there and all this other stuff.
Yeah, like sushi and all this stuff.
And she's like, what the fuck? And has some. And she's blown away by the flavor. And wow. Eventually he's like, she's like, hey, can I come over to your place today? And he's like, oh, fuck, sure, maybe. I don't know. But my grandma, I don't know. So he's confused. Yes. They start walking towards his place. And the grandma sees her and is very not amused.
She is not, especially because she hears them in an igloo.
Yes,
she thinks they're fucking.
Yes, she thinks they're going hanky panky.
Yeah, because she goes in there and he follows her and she's like, "Oh wow, it's so cold. I need your warm body against mine." And he's like, "Okay." And she's like, "Oh wow, it's so hard. Oh wow. Yes. Oh my god." Oh, sure, bud.
Oh, sure. Come for me, bud. Oh, yeah.
Make it snow for me, bud.
Oh, thanks, bud. Oh, that's a big one, bud. Oh,
hey,
no.
That's nice, eh?
We got to clean up, bud. After that, we should grab a couple of pounders and go.
Your water turned into an icicle there, bud.
You got to be careful. It's cold.
So, yeah, the grandma hears all that.
Yeah, and she's confused and not even remotely amused. She's like, what the fuck is this? And she immediately says, Tsubasa, we have an appointment. Let's go. And because she at one point is like, oh, how do you know my son? And she's about to say, oh, I'm his friend. But he goes, we're classmates. So I was dreading this point because I'm like, oh, this will be the fucking rest of the episode where it's like, you're really my friend and I'm so sorry because that's such like an anime thing. They didn't do that.
They did not.
Which I was so delighted by. So quick. It was they're about to walk home, and she was like, hey, wait, you shouldn't go that way. There's black ice everywhere. Walk around this way. I'll show you the way. Never mind.
Yeah.
And then Tsubasa's like, well, what are you doing all this for? And she's like, well, it's great because since we're classmates, and that's it. And he whispers like, all right, I just didn't want to stand for my grandma. She hates people being super open with their relationships. I really think you're a dear friend of mine. And she gets all red and rosy and super happy.
And they solved it immediately.
I was so happy because
people.
I hate that fucking plot point.
Because then they drag it out for like 18 minutes and you're like, God, oh my God.
So credit to the show for taking my least favorite plot point and then saying, hey, we might. No, we're not. We take it seriously. Back to the blonde titties.
It was a fun tease.
Yes.
Yeah.
Speaking of tease, the next episode. New girl.
And I'm assuming they're going to have many more, but obviously
there's only three right now in the intro sequence.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So now we got to number two.
Sayuri.
Huh?
Her name's Sayuri.
Is it? I thought it started with an A.
Akino. Sayuri Akino.
Yeah. They never said her first name. So I was confused. Yes. Mm-hmm. So Akino, not Akeno, which is the one in High School DxD with the Gazongis.
Yes.
This one is a purple-haired.
In Hokkaido with the Gazongis.
Oh, with the Zonkers and the purple hair.
And the Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, but what they call it was so funny.
I don't even remember what they called it.
It was so funny. It was like just a gargling of syllables that sounded vaguely similar to Nintendo Switch to avoid copyright, and it was hysterical.
It was very funny. But yeah, they're going on a ski trip, right?
The whole class is going on a ski trip, and I love Tsubasa in this scenario. It's like, wait, why are we all just going on a ski trip for no reason? And they're like, it's Hokkaido. It's like, oh, okay.
I guess. Yeah, sure. I guess that's what we do here.
And then Miyuki laments that she can't get Akino to be her friend because she gets along with everybody, but Akino is so cold and standoffish.
Yes.
And Tsubasa's like, okay, cool, plot point. I'll take note of that.
Yeah.
And then the teacher's like, all right, you haven't skied, Tsubasa? Ah, cool. Well, neither is she. And it's Akino. And they're like, I'll put you two in a beginner class together. So at first, they don't really speak at all.
Yeah.
She falls at one point. He's trying to help her up. She's just like not into it. And the instructor's like, I didn't forget about you guys. Yeah, but I totally did. So go have lunch now. It's like, this is a weird scene. Where's this going?
Very weird. Yeah.
So then Tsubasa's just trying to get on the bus to eat lunch.
Right. Because they go get their lunch. They both have their lunch on the bus. And so Tsubasa gets his lunch and he's like, oh, she probably doesn't want to eat next to me, so I'll just go in the cafeteria. He goes to the cafeteria. Yes, his chopsticks. He goes back on the bus. He sees her shirtless.
Yeah, she's like
on the bus. Oh no.
She's undressing.
Yes.
And he's like, oh my God. Anime response.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He turns to leave, so then she grabs him and then sits him down next to her. And then after moments of silence, she says, I sweat a lot. And he's like, what?
She's like, I was dabbing off my sweat because I sweat so much anytime I do literally anything athletic, which is why I've never skied before. I just sweat way too much. I thought I could do it today, but I didn't. I'm very embarrassed. So I figured I should just tell you everything.
And I was like, what? I don't do things because I sweat too much. What?
What?
This was stupid. And then she pulls out her like Nintendo Switch. It's like, have you never heard of this game? And
it's basically Super Smash Brothers, but with all feminine characters.
Yeah, and he's
funny.
Like, I just don't game a lot. Sorry, I have free will. And she's like, well, here you go. He's like, wow, you're really bad. The entire time, like, her breastises are rubbing against his arm.
Yep.
And then, like, she's opening up a lot to him. And he's like, oh my God, she's cute.
Yeah. Oh no, she's hot.
And in the beginning, even Miyuki was like, a little dismayed because she caught Tsubasa staring at Akino. Fuyuki then made the comment, you're totally spellbound. I'm like, very good choice of words.
Yes.
English cast and English dubbers.
Yeah. And then they went up to ski because Tsubasa was like, it's just like a video game. You could do it. I'm like, it is not just like a video game.
No,
you will break your legs. But they go up to ski anyways. And they go down the hill. And of course, like, Tsubasa makes it and he's fine. And Akino's having a lot of trouble. Fuyuki comes in for the save. And she's always wanted to be friends with Akino. But Akino, as we mentioned, is kind of cold.
Right.
Fuyuki
it's Hokkaido,
helps.
You know.
Yeah. Sure there, bud.
Sure there, bud.
Sure there, bud. You're looking like you're having trouble with your skis. You're looking like a moose on a lake, bud.
Fuck you, Shorzy. Hey, fuck you, pizza face.
And then Fuyuki picks up Akino when she's going down the hill. And
right.
She helps her get down safely. And so they, by the end of the episode, it becomes like they all try to become friends, essentially.
Right.
So going into episode 4, essentially, you're going to picture them all as friends now, it seems.
Yes, but still, she's a little
shy.
Fuyuki is a little jealous that Akino and her and Tsubasa seem to get getting closer.
Yes.
She's not a fan of that.
Yes, because Fuyuki and Tsubasa have spent some significant time together since he has arrived in Hokkaido. They went to that winter festival too, which we forgot to mention.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That whole
and
thing.
Had like a nice time there and stuff.
And they had food.
Yeah, and of course, this whole time Akino is like, "You and Fuyuki are together, right?" And he's like, "No." And she's like, "But you want to be, right?" And he's like, "No."
Thank God that part wasn't recorded.
Yeah.
Just me feeling like an idiot.
Anime response. Classic anime response.
Yeah, so I'm slowly developing into an anime cynical character just sitting in the background going, everything's dumb and we're dying.
Everybody dies. But does this anime die in your heart? Do you think that you're going to continue after 3 episodes? What did you think?
It's really dumb, but I mean that in the best of ways.
Yeah, okay. I can see that.
A harem show like this really depends on your characters. Tsubasa, so far, is kind of whatever. Maybe a little more well-intentioned. He's not as obliviously stupid as his counterparts.
Mm-hmm.
He has some uniqueness. He's not into video games. He's not really in... Like, he's not... They're giving him traits that would disqualify him from, like, being too generic. So he's kind of nice. Fuyuki is just... bullheaded, kind of brash, and like she's enticing in that regard because she's so like forward and so that's kind of cool of an anime character, especially just like any Japanese fiction with a character. Like, here's my opinion, and everyone around them reacts like, oh my god, she said a thing.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you have Akino. I remember one time there was a video game reviewer I like, he described, and of course, you know, this is a Japanese game, so there's the purple-haired shy one with the big tits. And I'm like, why is this a thing?
Why is it everywhere? Everywhere.
And that review was probably from like 8 years ago. And I'm like,
oh my god. It has only gotten worse since then. He knew.
It just keeps happening. So it
keeps happening.
It's by the numbers, but did I have a bad time? Absolutely not.
I'm glad.
Every episode was not a chore to get through. It's one of the classic scenarios where like I think I'm kind of in, but I'm not like, I'm just like, yeah, I'll watch it. But like not
but
going
will,
like,
yes.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to make the answers more binary, like, you know, just give like a firm answer instead of being in the middle. But so I think I'm in. It's fun.
Cool. I like it. I kind of had a lot of similar opinions to yours towards it. I thought that I just had a really wonderful time watching it. I thought it was very fun, not a chore at all to watch this, which I was thinking it was going to be. So it kind of surprised me with the humor and kind of with everything that it had going for it. I kind of agree with your Tsubasa take that he's just kind of whatever, but has a little something. I wouldn't say he's our typical wiener guy.
He's not wiener guy, but he's not as far off as other characters are.
He's not wiener guy.
Yeah,
but he's not exactly a wiener guy.
He's not exactly one, but he's not like super disqualified.
Exactly. I think the Fuyuki character is really fun too, because she's like multidimensional.
Right.
And the Akino character is also really fun too. So I don't know. Overall, I'm gonna say I'm in.
Yes.
I'm in, but I'm also trepidatious about it because I feel like I'm not sure. I mean, we can like keep ourselves honest. I'm not sure when I will play the fourth episode and if I will, but I would like to.
I want to see where it goes.
It's not really in my number one spot of like what to watch right now.
It's not in my number one, but it's nowhere near the bottom.
But
I
wouldn't be mad about watching the rest of the season.
Exactly. So now I'm curious. Hey, maybe it's time for us to like give it a go.
Does it poke in? Does it happen? Does it not poke in?
Do the hokey pokey, then you turn yourself around, bud.
That's what it's all about.
We'll end it right now.
It's bad.
That's right, everybody. The fun is over today. Thanks so much for clicking on the episode. But the fun does not have to stop here. You can hit us up anywhere that you can find us on Instagram or TikTok at BadAnimePod. Or you can even email us to get in touch with us directly at BadAnimePod@gmail.com. If you got any opinions or you just want to send some hate mail or love mail, we'll take both. We don't care. Thanks so much for listening, everybody, and have a great day.
Simple Equations Podcast Network.